I should probably introduce myself. But every time I introduce myself to someone, like I feel like I'm in an interview. Like I feel like I'm in a job interview and I'm like, Giselle, it's not that deep. Like I wonder if that's an aspect of social anxiety or a type of social anxiety. I don't know. I have always been a creative person and I want a creative outlet, but I also want a spiritual outlet. I want an interpersonal outlet. It's just who I am. It's actually like 10 something. I'm recording not just for others, but for me. It's for myself, you know? And no. How can we forget the big G? First is for God. And a theme throughout my life that I would like to practice and that I do practice, but sometimes fall short on because that's just life, is placing God at the forefront of all things concerning my life, of every single thing in life, of my conception of life. Sometimes I fall short of that, you know, because we're being real. We're being real. Somebody else is probably living your story. Somebody else is probably in your chapter two while you're in chapter eight. And you know what chapter three would look like if chapter two finishes the way that it finishes. So you're going to let them know what your chapter two looked like so they could at least change the plot a little bit, you know? Change the conflict resolution so that chapter three could or might be a little bit different. And that is why I like to share my life. But most importantly, I like to share my introspection of life, not just my life, but of other people's life, but of God, but of how God has created me to be, and as well as how God has created us all collectively to be. And my purpose for using this creative outlet, is for shining the light of God, is for showcasing His glory. I'm not perfect. Like perfect? No. This is not just to show like, oh, I got it all good, or no. This is to show how ugly it can get, and also how realistically hard it is, how realistically challenging it is, but also how rewarding it is to be a humble servant of God and to be a suffering servant. A suffering servant. A suffering servant. Because I feel like, you know, when we go on our Christian journeys, and I feel like there's this new age of Christianity, concerning my generation or younger generations, and it's not bad, but like we can lose sight of, you know, what being a Christian really means, what that identity truly means. And I think a lot of people forget that, like, Christ is in the word Christian. It's like we just think about Christian, but it's like Christ is the first part of the word. And Christ, the name Christ, comes from God dying on the cross, Jesus dying on the cross. So if we're identifying as something that conveys that image, conveys or embodies, I should say, that suffering, how would we be exempt to suffering? That doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really add up. The math ain't mathin'. The sense ain't making sense. And I often myself lose sight of that. I'm like, wait. Nah, if this person isn't suffering, why would I be suffering? If they're Christian too, but it's like, girl, we both lost. That person, it's not the whole like, oh, they are, and no, we're both lost. If we're both not suffering, we're both lost. It is not a, you know. Recently, I have been thinking about the idea of protection over perfection. I actually got this idea through a woman's mentorship and discipleship group that I was a part of last week Saturday, and we were talking about God's protection. And when I was, you know, pondering on what was being said, about God's protection and how we're called to, you know, being a woman, be a woman of our word and be a woman of God's word, I thought, like, oh, it's actually protection. Because growing up, I always saw it as perfection, especially, like, you know, the weight of God's glory, the weight of God's suffering, of dying on the cross. I'm thinking that, you know, I need to be perfect. Like, if I'm choosing to identify as that, I need to be perfect. I need to be spick and span. There can't be. And I was this perfectionist. I was this goody two shoes. But that is not, as I just said in the beginning, not a representation of what being a Christian is. It's actually suffering. So it's like, it can't be perfection. Obviously, God is perfect. Yes, we know that. But we're not God. We are Christians. We embody Christ. We embody his perfection in regard to the beauty that he has created us in regard to the skills that he has designed us with. But in regard to following him, we are not perfect. We were literally born in sin. How can we be perfect? So taking on that weight of perfection as a human is kind of impossible. And you can just imagine how heavy that is. I'm not supposed to be carrying that. God literally says, cast all your burdens on me. I'm not supposed to be carrying it. I carried it. And I'd like to give a personal story, because I actually didn't introduce this, but I am a PK. I'm a pastor's kid. Been a PK since I was five. So basically since I've been born. Church started in the basement of my house. So, you know, church was there. And it's had its challenges growing up as a PK. But in regard to, like, understanding my identity, it became a little bit hard, because as I started to grow up and I saw other people my age, you know, like, growing in their faith, I was like, oh, so they kind of, like, they had a little, like, a free trial, like a free reign run before they, you know, really locked in and really was perfecting their relationship with God and their identity. So I'm like, why couldn't I have that whole, like, you know, outside, I'm outside, and then, like, I'm coming to Christ. And I'm not discrediting or discounting any of those experiences. They are beautiful. And keep on showcasing the glory of God on your life to those two people who do have that story. I'm just talking about it in relation to mine. And I compared, you know, I'm like, why couldn't that be my story? Like, why did I have to start here? Because we're being real. I was thinking about it in a perfection way. And what I didn't see was that God was protecting me. That those things externally looked really, you know, nice and enticing. But if you go to anybody who found Christ after having those experiences, you would know that those aren't things that give you contentment. Those aren't things that give you peace. Those aren't things that give you ultimate and permanent satisfaction, just temporary. So it's like, I looked at those things as, oh, like, I wanted to, you know, experience those things. But it's like, God was actually protecting me. And it's not to say that God wasn't protecting the people that, like, experienced that. It's not at all. But concerning my story, concerning my testimony, God was protecting me. I just couldn't see it. I was just, like, a little bitter. I was a little bitter about it. All up until, like, the senior year of high school. I would ask my friends, like, they would invite me to certain stuff, and I'm like, I'm feeling like the odd one out. I'm feeling like, what's going on here? I don't like that. I like, why are we not? And one day I asked them, like, why don't you? And they're like, well, Giselle, you have church tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to church, but I do have a life too. Like, I didn't want them to think that just because I'm a Christian means that I have no life, means that I have no personality, means that I don't want to do these things. And it's like, girl, it doesn't mean you don't want to do those things. It just means you can't do them. Yeah. So I didn't realize that in the moment. And then when I went to college, I was like, listen, I'm tired. I'm done. I want to live my true life. Mind you, I wasn't living my true life before having this realization. Me being consistent with my faith, me listening to T.D. Jakes in the morning while I'm getting ready instead of listening to R&B. That was my true identity. But I'm thinking, no, I need a, I don't know who I am. I want to know who I am. And lo and behold, I ran away. I didn't run away, but like, I kind of stumbled away a little bit. Not to the greatest extent. See, look at me. I'm trying to save myself. I was not operating in my true calling. In some capacities I was, because on the outside you would think, oh yeah. But to you know, the calling that I know God has bestowed upon me, to the lifestyle, to the life, to the mannerisms, to the behaviors, to the mindsets that I know that God has implanted in my life, I was not following all of them. I was not. I wasn't listening to them. I was ignoring them because I'm like, that's not me. Whole time it was. And I will say that did have consequences. We don't need to go into that. However, it did have consequences. And now I see, oh, this was protection. It was never perfection. It was always protection. It was never perfection. It was just protection. Protection from the enemy. Protection from those vices. Protection from temptations that are sent to destroy you and sent to disrupt the path that God has for you. It was always protection. I'm going to stop this episode here and I will continue next week. I definitely want to dive more into this theme of protection versus perfection. I just wanted to get it started. Thank you so much for listening. If you listened all the way to the end, thank you so much. And I just want to say, God loves you. And because God loves you, I love you too. Have a great day. Have a great night, whatever time of the day it is. And thank you so much for listening and watching.